The Russian military may have delivered a crushing blow to neighbouring Georgia 6 months ago in the conflict over South Ossetia, but right now it's having to battle bad publicity over a deserter. A Russian soldier based in the disputed region has fled, citing terrible living conditions as his main reason. In what's shaping up to be a propaganda skirmish, Russia has countered that the soldier was kidnapped by Georgian authorities. Moscow correspondent Scott Bevan reports.
Russian Army Sergeant Alexander Glukhov says that early this week he walked away from his unit in the disputed region of South Ossetia, bound for the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. But it wasn't the destination that was driving the soldier to desert. Rather, he says, it was what he was leaving behind, claiming the living conditions were terrible. They haven't even built a good bath point there, where you could just wash yourself once a week, Alexander Glukhov has told the Echo of Moscow radio station. The soldier has also complained of harsh treatment from a commander and has added that his desertion is not politically motivated, nor, in his eyes, an act of treachery. But the Russian Defence Ministry sees politics in it, telling media that Sergeant Glukhov had been kidnapped by Georgian Special Services officers. Alexander Glukhov refutes that. I left by myself, he said. Nobody made me do it.
It was not a secret that all these soldiers that are deployed now in southern Ossetia live in unbelievably bad conditions, even if compared with others of Russian armed forces.
Alexander Goltz is a military analyst in Moscow. He says this case is just another indication of the conditions those serving in the Russian forces have to endure.
More than 50% of barrack rooms in this country have no warm water, hot water.
Valentina Melnikova is the head of the Soldiers' Mothers Committee, which fights for better conditions and rights for those in the services. She says Sergeant Glukhov's story of desertion is hardly unique.
He's just one of 50,000 who leave their military unit. Thank God he's safe and sound, and it seems with no injuries. He left in time, I suppose.
Not all leave the Russian military safe and sound. A government commission has been meeting to discuss the controversial issue of non-combat deaths in Russia's armed forces. The commission has been told that last year, 604 servicemen died in ways other than in combat. 292 of those deaths were listed as suicide. Russia's armed forces are heavily reliant on conscription to fill the ranks, and the commission's chairman has said there has to be greater research into the psychological readiness of conscripts for service. While the Russian government has repeatedly outlined how it's increasing funding and introducing reforms to improve the servicemen's lot, Valentina Melnikova says the Soldiers' Mothers Committee has one recommendation to make things better and to even save lives.
It is necessary to stop compulsory service.
Military analyst Alexander Goltz agrees.
What we badly need is to refuse as soon as possible of conscription and have a moderate, rather small army which is ready to solve problems in local and regional conflict.
But in a country where military service is seen as a national duty by its political leaders, Alexander Goltz doesn't expect that reform to be embraced in a great hurry. This is Scott Bevan in Moscow for AM.